prosperity over poverty, and freedom over despotism, as beautifully said by Ferdowsi, the renowned Iranian epic poet. Be relentless in striving for the cause of good. Bring the spring, you must. Banish the winter, you should. Notwithstanding all difficulties and challenges, I'm deeply optimistic about the future. I have no doubt that the future will be bright with the entire world solidly rejecting violence and extremism. Prudent moderation will ensure a bright future for the world. My hope, aside from personal and national experience, emanates from the belief shared by all divine religions that a good and bright future awaits the world. As stated in the Holy Quran, and we proclaimed in the Psalms, after we had proclaimed in Torah, that my virtuous servants will inherit the earth. Thank you, Mr. President.
On behalf of the General Assembly, I wish to thank the President of the Islamic Republic of Iran for the statement just
made. And as you can see there, live from the United Nations, the UN General Assembly, we saw that it's the 68th UN General Assembly gathering, as you can see there, and we saw that Iranian President Hassan Rouhani delivered his first ever speech as President of the Islamic Republic of Iran since taking office in June 14th. He won the June 14th presidential election, which he described as a great manifestation of true democracy there. Just to sum up what Mr. Rouhani said at the UN General Assembly in his first ever address to that assembly, he was quick to point to some of the critical issues that have become a cause for concern for many countries around the world. He spoke of the threat and fear of sectarian and religious tensions in the world and the neglect of morality and humanity. Yet he said, despite all these vices, there is hope for a better future and for peace to replace war. He pointed to the recent wave of Islamophobia and Iranophobia, refuting and rejecting such a propagandistic movement. He condemned the arming of Saddam Hussein with chemical weapons, the use of U.S. assassination drones in Muslim countries, the occupation of Palestinian land and the killing of Palestinian people at the hands of the Israelis, not to mention other innocent people around the world. He brought up the crisis in Syria and slammed what the Al-Qaeda terrorists and Takfiris are doing in that country. President Rouhani clarified Iran's position on chemical weapons and said Tehran has always condemned the possession and use of chemical weapons and other WMDs. He said sanctions violate basic human rights, referring to the sanctions imposed on the Islamic Republic. He said tolerance should be exercised for better relations to be built and that the use of force will not solve any problem for crisis around the world, whether it's Syria, Bahrain or Iran's nuclear issue. He then went on to again stress that Iran's nuclear program does not deal with nuclear weapons, rather its enrichment process is solely for peaceful purposes. He pointed to the speech of Obama, saying that he hoped the West would refrain from militarism and the mutual respect and the true recognition of international law, and that Tehran is waiting for consistent response from Washington, not words of threat. He finally wrapped up by calling on world countries to join the ever-growing wave of peace and awakening. Words there by Iranian President Hassan Rouhani, his first ever address at the UN General Assembly. It's the 68th UN General Assembly gathering, as you saw there live from New York. Let's put this Iranian President UN General Assembly address into context. Let's talk to Iranian journalist and political commentator Mr. Hamid Golpira. Welcome to the program, sir. Hey, Mr. Golpira, first of all, what was your impression of Mr. Rouhani's first ever speech at the General Assembly?
Well, I thought he did a good job. I thought it was a good introduction for him. He presented the country in a nice manner, in a good manner. And I think he had a good rhythm in the delivery. This wasn't too long, it wasn't too short a speech, and he made some good points, especially about this tolerance and going beyond tolerance and things like this wave against, against violence and extremism. I thought these were some good points he made.
What was the tone of his speech, do you think? How was it presented?
Well, I thought he didn't seem, didn't seem like he was trying to be combative and challenging, but like trying to like be inclusive, which I think that's good, like to show that, he and the country are ready to interact with the world. We're you know, some others might have a style that seems to be more confrontational. I thought his style was more, you know, was more inclusive, was more, you know, suggestive of, you know, interaction with the world. So I thought that was good.
Considering that Mr. Rouhani's speech came after President Obama's speech, some say that Obama's speech was mostly had a positive tone towards Iran this time around. How positive do you think that speech was when it comes to actions?
Well, we don't know what the actions are going to be in the future, and everything depends on all a various number of variables that come into play. But the initial presentation was good. He mentioned the coup d'etat and assistance of the U.S. and the U.S. CIA against the coup d'etat against the Mossadegh government of Iran in 1953. That was a good point. He mentioned that Iran has the right to nuclear technology or peaceful nuclear technology and nuclear energy, and that was a good point. He also said that the U.S. doesn't want to do regime change against Iran. All of those, again, were, you know, there were points that seemed to, again, say that, like, it's like reaching out a hand of friendship, at least has the impression of that. I mean, how things will pan out and play out in the future, it's hard to say, but at least it's an introduction, it's a beginning, and also it's not the rhetoric that you see from some of the right-wing Republicans in the U.S. who have a much more aggressive and confrontational style toward Iran. So I thought that it was much more, you know, having a friendly style, having a, you know, at least an open style, if not everything, you know, perfect, but, you know, how it was at least friendly and good and you know, constructive.
We know that Obama said problems with Iran will not be solved overnight. How long do you think these problems will take to be solved? I mean, considering that there's a new Iranian administration in place, there's hope for talks with the P5+1 about the nuclear issue.
Well, I think he was right to say they will not be solved overnight, and that's good that he's being somewhat realistic and pragmatic, because sometimes you can set too high goals and we want to resolve everything immediately, and then that doesn't happen, and some people become discouraged. So if people aren't thinking that too much and too much progress is going to be made too fast, that then they don't get false hopes and then have their hopes dashed. So that's a good point, I think, that he made. But at the same time, like, when would things happen? I mean, like I said, again, it depends on all these various number of variables happening. But I think in some ways, you know, Barack Hussein Obama is in some ways a good person to interact with the world and with Iran. I mean, his grandfather was Muslim. His middle name is Hussein. You know, so, you know, he is somebody, I think, who has at least a little bit more or a lot more probably understanding of how the world works, the international world, than many other presidents of the United States that didn't have as much international experience as him. He lived in Indonesia, a Muslim country. He can talk Indonesian, you know, so he has some connection with the world much more than some other U.S. officials and U.S. presidents. So he's already, you know, in a better situation to interact with a country like Iran. So there's some sign of hope. How fast that will go, I don't know for sure. Like, I see he's going to face problems from Republicans in Congress. There's going to be other elements that maybe don't want Iran and the U.S. to have better relations, or the nuclear issue of Iran to ever be resolved. So some of that will also be a problem. So,
and of course, that's the point I wanted to raise with you about the sanctions on Iran. I mean, we have positive words from Obama about having better ties with Iran, but the fact is that the people of Iran are waiting for actions, not words. I mean, they're waiting for the sanctions to be lifted. Who in the United States has the authority to do so?
Well, the Congress would have to approve these things, and that's, again, a problem that the House of Representatives...
Especially considering the fact that the Congress, many say, is dominated by Israeli lobbies.
Well, very much it is so, and the lower house, the House of Representatives, is majority Republicans who have not been so traditionally favorable toward Iran, so that's a problem, too. But at the same rate, if something seems to be moving forward, you know, Obama or some others may be able to push something through, because I know, yeah, the sanctions are a problem. Sanctions are a problem for the Iranian economy, making serious problems for the Iranian economy right now. So, So even if some of the sanctions were diminished or lessened or some were removed or eliminated, it would be a good benefit for Iran, and people would see that as a goodwill gesture here in Iran.